Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2011, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Sierra. Tonight's show is all about the Wake Up Now conference last weekend in Albuquerque, which was held to raise money for the School of Now for Starseed children. There was such a high frequency of cooperation and a joining of kindred souls that many were moved to tears, and we are so honored to have been able to be there through the support and empowerment of our Starseed community. Tonight we'll be taking you there through the eyes and hearts of those who joined us, and they'll be calling in to share their experiences. We met Dr. Meg and Colin and Cynthia Andrews and Richard Dolan, who all spoke at the conference and have been guests on our show. We also met Felipe and his son Juan, Lida from Texas, Lekia from Costa Rica, Mystic, who co-hosts our show, all who helped us with our Starseed table. And we also met Carolyn and Norma and Ann Eller and Isha, Didi and her son. And as promised, we took lots of pictures, which I'm going to be adding to our forum or main site in the next week or so. So it would be just like you were there. We would like to thank Mystic for handling the switchboard this evening. And for tonight, the chat room will be closed as Sierra joins us as co-host on the air. We intend to reopen the chat room for next week, but if you have comments or questions this evening, please call in at 917-889-8292. That's 917-889-8292, and then press 1 so we know you have something to say. You can also listen on your computer at blogtalkradio.com/starseed-radio-academy. As always, we ask you to be brief, and tonight, please, only questions or comments on the conference and the School of Now. Now, before we get started, I'd like to ask each and every one of you for your help, as I do each week. We get a lot of wonderful emails from our listeners and members of our community wanting to know what they can do to help us. As you know, our motto is empowering Starseed to better serve the planet. And one of the best ways we can do that is to increase our visibility. Last week, we had almost 1,500 people listening to the show, but so far, only a little over 260 have registered at Blog Talk Radio and clicked the word follow on our page. If we could really increase our number of official followers, we'll have a better chance of increasing our visibility and being a featured show here. So please, register for free and then click the word follow on our show page. The Starseed Radio Academy team is grateful for your help. If you haven't visited our main site yet, which is starseedhotline.com, we have a lot of vital information for Starseed in our Vault of Knowledge. The entire site is coded for Starseed activation. We also have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. That's starseedhotline.ning.com. Plus, we're on iTunes now if you'd like to download our shows to go. And I'm still working on adding photos for all of our archived shows since they changed the format of the show pages here. So then we won't have to see that gigantic headshot of me every time. I'm going to get that replaced. So we'll get started with Lavendar, Sierra, and our guest callers in just a moment. But first, we'd like to let you know that if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. We also want you to know that we have so many requests for our Starseed confirmation service, which we call a Stage 1 reading, that there could be up to a two-week wait, and since being away at the conference, we'll be trying hard to get caught up. With a Stage 1 reading, you'll get your natal and progress charts and an MP3 of your reading, pointing out and explaining your star markings if you have them. Our Stage 2 readings, which are a one-on-one phone consultation, do get priority, and they include the Starseed confirmation. Both Lavendar and I are available for starseed confirmation and personal consultation. And don't forget, if you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by requesting your solar return timing. Your manifestational ability is increased a thousandfold during those 10 hours, so don't miss out. And now I would like to introduce my co-hosts, Lavendar and Sierra. Lavendar. Hello, Lavendar.
I'm here. I just drove in. I just unpacked the car and quickly came in and got my water, and I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay,
we had
Sierra?
A wonderful, wonderful gathering, and it was just so inspiring to see so many starseeds show up and support us during this time. A lot of our listeners came from so many different places, from Virginia Beach and from Texas and Arizona and Colorado and Oklahoma. All these different states were represented, and we've asked some of them to come on tonight and share their experiences. And Joseph said that he wanted to be first because he had an engagement. So if we do see him to come on, maybe we should let him come on and speak.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
First, we want to welcome
here.
Sierra.
Sierra,
yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello. I am here looking over beautiful Saguaro Lake, Arizona, to be with you on this radio show. So I am here, and thank you.
Okay. Well, I think we should just get right to it. We do have Joseph on the line, so you want to get started? Lavendar, Sierra?
Yes, let's get started.
Okay. Joseph.
Yes.
You are on the air, sweetheart.
Thank you. Am I talking to the mother of us all?
Well, that depends on the mother of us all. I think we are all standing on her at this moment, the Mother Earth. But yes, Lavendar is here. Sierra is here. Mystic is here. We have a lot of callers online tonight, but it was just such a joy to meet you and experience your energy and some of the thoughts and memories that you shared with us. And we'd like you to tell us what are the highlights of having attended this conference for you.
Well, the amazing thing was how much we squeezed into 3 days. I'm still swirling right now. My head is still spinning. And I must say, although there were some extraordinary contributions and wonderful talks and lots of information, my three favorite and most important to me speakers were the women. And I want to honor them. I thought Dolores Cannon was so spectacular with the information that she shared with us. I said to her afterwards, I want to study with you. And she said, well, darling, stay in touch. I feel like she has so much to offer. And then there was Meg, who had heard before, but it was great to hear her again, Meg Blackburn-Losey. And then Cynthia Andrews, who I had heard on the show, when was it, last week? Gosh, it seems like a million years ago. But anyway, those three women touched me so deeply. It's interesting how deep the women are willing to go, and the men sort of come to a certain point, and then they become very scientific or whatever. But the women just blew me away, and I was so glad to have met them in person, and, of course, to meet you women, that I felt I was in a fabulous place, and I will never forget it. I mean, I can hardly wait for when we're all together again. So there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It was really, we were just honored that you did what it took to get there to meet us, and it's great to have a face and an energy to go with the voice. So now
thank
every
you.
Time you call in, I'll remember your smiling face and that really special medallion that you wore.
Uh-oh, I'm identified. Okay.
Well, I won't say anything more than that.
No, I think that's, I love having you all know who I am, and I love knowing who you are. For me, the trip down was the toughest part. I don't know why, but there was something that was going on around the area of Santa Fe that was very difficult for me to get through. Once I got down there, I started a nice recovery, and I came home a different route. I came up Highway 505, which comes up on the western part of the state, up through the Native American nations and tribes, and it was exquisite. I mean, the scenery was gorgeous. Everything was covered with snow. It what a trip home. I mean, that in itself was a healing adventure. So for me, it was the entire event from the beginning to the end. It was a cycle of healing and a complete circle. But thank you all for being there and for the love and the compassion and the incredible energy. God, I love you women.
Well, thank you so much, Joseph. And it was certainly our pleasure to meet you as well.
Thanks.
I know that you have something that you need to do this evening, so that's why we brought you on first, and I'll let you go
thank
get
you
to
so
it
much.
Now. But we will be talking to you again.
Thank you. I'm going to hear the children of this town put on a production of Les Miserables, which, I mean, it's just stunning that high school kids would even attempt it. So I'm going to go and offer them my support. So,
well, good for you.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you,
thank
Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank
you, Joseph.
Thank all of you. I love you so much. And I'll be in touch,
love
Lavendar.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Also, we had Cliff from Trinidad.
You know, I was sitting here trying to remember everybody's names, and I'm afraid that I didn't achieve that, but thank you.
Cliff,
yeah, we had
Trinidad.
Cliff from
I hope
Trinidad.
He comes on tonight. Cliff, if you're listening, call in.
Okay. Well, let's see. We have Carolyn. Hello, Miss Carolyn.
Hi. Yes. Good evening, everybody. This is Carolyn from Montana.
Hello, Carolyn. It was such a pleasure to meet you, and I see that
thank
you are you're home safe and sound.
Yes.
And what would you like to share with our audience about your experience at the conference? What was the most meaningful?
Well, what I thought was interesting about the conference was that there was such a potpourri of so many different topics. It ranged from Atlantean crystals to talking with Sasquatches to healing modalities, and it was like reading a book of short stories of all different types of venues. And I found that really interesting, and I was just glued to every topic. I didn't leave my seat hardly at all. I stayed there from about 9 in the morning until about 9 o'clock at night with just a few breaks for lunch, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the breadth was really interesting, and I liked that.
There was something for everyone to learn. Because some people are experts in one area. So by being there, you were exposed to experts on many areas, and that's what you liked the best.
And I really appreciated that, and I learned or was exposed to things that I had never even heard of before, and that's always, for me, a very good sign that I go someplace and learn something new for me to look into.
Right. Well, that's great.
As far as the speakers, I would go along with what the first gentleman said, was I thought the women did a fantastic job, and like him also, I'm seriously considering doing some work with Dolores Cannon, studying with her to do her in-depth regressive hypnotic techniques to do healing.
Uh-huh.
I have a healing degree from Barbara Brannon School of Healing, and I do healing work, but this just something just spoke to me immediately when she was talking about that. That would be something I'd like to do.
Oh, that would be
and
great.
And then the other thing that I thought was quite remarkable was Cynthia Andrews' presentation. And what I thought was interesting the most was, and I hope I've got this right, I tried to write it down as she was saying it, but you know how that happens, you get it garbled.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying that they have discovered through a study that if a healing session is combined with something, good works situation, that the healing is actually intensified. And that is nothing I have ever heard before. And I thought that was very remarkable. So she said, for example, you know, go out and do a good deed for somebody that you are connecting with the healing for yourself. Or if that's not possible, maybe donating money to a charity or to a food bank or something like that. But to connect the two in the person who's being healed, they need to kind of set that up for themselves. And I thought that was very remarkable and should be, you know, brought up and implemented with other healing modalities.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. And we do want to thank you for the empowerment and support that you provided through you to us and making things possible. We certainly do honor and appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm really honored to do it. This is Sierra, and I just want to thank you personally on the air, Carolyn, for being my roomie and providing that space for me while I was there and letting me come in. And it's so funny because of who I am and the space that I carry and what I carry with me. It's so important for me to have the space that I'm in be just so. And Carolyn had gotten there before me, and I came in probably, I don't know, an hour or two or so after. And she let me rearrange the entire room and let me take the bed that she was on. And I just want to say thank you because it was just so important to the support that I needed and the energy that I needed to carry for through the whole week. And so thanks for putting up with my crazy silliness and all my crystals and my peculiarness and all in my space. And you just really let me go for it. And I honor you and I thank you for that. So thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome, Sierra. And it was interesting for me to watch you put all your crystals out and to see what you had. And the other thing that was so refreshing is that a lot of the star seeds will probably resonate to this also. You know, we seem to always be kind of odd person out where we need things just in a certain way or whatever. And Sierra and I were pretty much in simpatico with everything from wanting a cooler room to sleep in to having neatness, to having to sleep with earplugs when we're out in a public venue. I mean, all these different things that everyone else, you know, never has to do, but we have to do in order to feel comfortable. So it was a very nice situation for both of us.
Yeah, so thank you again. It's just I couldn't have thought of anything better, so thank you.
You're welcome. And
well, this is Lavendar, Carolyn, and you're the one that really got me going and put me in the car to go. So it's really, you're the one that spearheaded this whole thing, and because of you, all these other wonderful things have now sprouted wings, and a lot of things are going to start flying in the name of Starseed, and I just really want to thank you for that and for your support.
You're welcome, Lavendar. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you in the future. That'll be great, too.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Carolyn, from all three of us. And we are going to take some more callers. We do have a lot.
Absolutely.
And you're welcome to stay on the line. And if you have something else to say, just flash us again, okay?
Good evening, Eddie. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, well, we have Ann Eller on. Let's see, where'd she go? Oh, hang on, Ann. Hang on. You just slid down the line here. Where'd you go? There you are. Okay. Everything, there's numbers coming and going. Ann, you're on the air.
Hi. Nice to talk to all three of you. I want to share the experience that I had, which was quite different from some of the others. The friend that I brought along to the conference received the word late Saturday night that her 32-year-old son had died. So the rest of Saturday night was pretty much, we'll just say we didn't get any sleep. It was devastating. So we knew we had to get back to Sedona, and so Sunday morning we couldn't leave until we touched base again with Lavendar and Ariel and Sierra, and God bless them. They came to us, and they totally, totally supported us. They balanced us, they healed us, and they energized us. And they not only did that, but Lavendar sent the Galactic Secret Service home with us, and by God, they were there. We could imagine the ship behind every weird cloud that we saw, every suspicious cloud that we saw. We drove through a snowstorm with no difficulty, and then at one point we were headed down the road to what looked like Tornado Alley. And I just said, okay, you guys, come on. Can you just part that storm and let us get through? And by God, it happened. And it looked just like the Red Sea parting in front of Moses. It was so beautiful. So I want everybody to know that these three wonderful beings are very authentic, and they are who they say they are. And we are so privileged to have this galactic command supporting us. And they really are real, and they really are supporting us. The entire reason, you know, for going to Albuquerque for me was to meet up with Lavendar and Ariel and Sierra and meet all of the other Starseed who were there and Mystic. But what was so wonderful was that the meetup was so deep. I did not expect the depth of connection that we made. And it was a very, very powerful experience for me. And I just want you to know that I feel totally blessed and honored to be a part of this family. You're just fantastic. And I've got two other things I just want to mention. UFO TV has put up my video. It's about an hour and 45-minute video on YouTube. It's called Planet X ET Contact. And there have been about 32,000 viewers who have seen it so far. And I just wanted this audience to know about it. Because I think there's some information in there that would help a lot of the Starseed. Second is I have an idea. I'm planting a seed right now. I think we should have a Starseed reunion in Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, yes. And I vote for that.
Wouldn't that be great? And so I want you all to think about it, mull around, tell us if you're interested in it, and we can just get it going. I'd be glad to plan it. Thanks so much to all of you.
Thank you, Ann. And this is Sierra. And first of all, a year ago I had the deep privilege to meet Ann face-to-face when I was coming to Sedona to plan my move down from Colorado. And I count her as one of my very good friends in my inner circle. And it was just so great to see you come. And I know that you really had to do a lot in your life to rearrange it, to make it down to the conference. And I just so hoped that you'd gotten what you needed when you came down there, but I believe you have. And I'm so happy to hear about the trip that you had on the way back, because we were really, truly with you, and I believe you felt that. And I'm just so honored to call you one of my friends. And so thank you so much for doing what you had to do to get down there to be with us.
Okay. Well, it was a high point. It really was a high point.
Well, we're glad that you made it, and sorry that there was a crisis in the middle of it, but even that was confirmation that you are always protected and guarded, and you know, even when things happen out of the blue like that, you can get through it because you're never going to be alone.
And that was so important when I, you know, my question to you too, when I was sort of cracking up and breaking down, was how are we going to get through the shift if we can't get through this, you know. But and you said one day at a time, and sometimes 1 hour at a time. And that's exactly right. And we will get through whatever is coming, and we're going to be great. We're going to be used. we're finally going to come into our service and get totally opened up and turned on, and I can't wait.
Well, it's just
thank
ever
you.
Upward, ever upward, Ann.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank
we're gonna...
you, Ann.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you. Big hugs.
Same to
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. We do have some more callers. Let me just go down the list here. Okay. We're going to... hang on a second. Here we... I keep clicking, and it's not... Click back. Okay. We have Darren on the line. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings, everybody.
Greetings.
I had to share my amazing experience. I witnessed my first lineup, and it was truly magical, absolutely fantastic. And I know it's nothing to do with the conference, but I'm obviously listening to the conference, and it's good that people are. Have been able to brainstorm and obviously borrow other people's experiences and learn a lot. I should imagine you're passing experience to each other and your knowledge of crystals and stuff. I wish I was there. I was there in spirit. But I went to my first lineup in the United Kingdom, and it was just 40 orbs in the sky. It was just took my breath away. And it was cooler than that because I've been connecting with my Palladian guardian angel. I know a name. Her name's Ludetto. And I was guided up with my... I took my friend to witness it. And the Palladians were so kind, they left all the gates open for the farm to get to where the best view was. So the instruction
wow.
was... We've left all the gates open because we had a dog with us as well. My friend had a dog, and my friend could sniff because the Palladians had been down to open the gate, and the dog could smell them in the field. They'd been in the field before opening all the gates.
Huh.
And the message was, close them when you leave. and
wow.
I
well,
witnessed
that's...
It was super special, and I've got Lavender to thank. Because, you know, Lavender started this journey of mine because obviously I did her, she did my star chart, and I will be forever in her debt. You know, but it was so good because the second night I was on my own and I was the only person to turn up because I was leaving at 1 o'clock in the morning because I was doing, my cousin Merlin wanted me to do a healing ritual at Avebury, very powerful place. So I was traveling through the night so that I could make Avery before sunrise to set all my crystals out. Because my cousin Merlin guided me to a few crystals. I've got a crystal bigger than a football that my cousin Merlin guided me to. And a special white quartz healing crystal. And I laid all my crystals out for the sunrise. And I made the sun go purple. It was incredible. The sun went purple.
Wow.
And I did another healing ritual, not the night after, it was like a couple of nights after in the morning. And according to my spirit guides, I put 2 years on the life of the planet. Yippee.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. But you see,
well,
my cousin Merlin.
I'm so happy. I'm glad to hear that you've had this is a pre-Pleiadian lineup experience because the actual... degree is when the sun gets up to approaching 25 degrees, 25, 26, 27, which is coming up in May on the 15th. You'll be watching because I think they'll be back.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Be on point and be ready because that happens every May and November, Pleiadian lineup, roughly the 15th through the 20th, depending on the degrees of the sun. But that's when the window will be open. So be watching again. I think this was a sneak preview for you. And
well,
we thank you so much for calling in, Darren.
No, well, one thing before I go,
tell your cousin.
One thing before I go, I've got a question to ask. You see, My cousin Merlin said that if we could do this special healing ritual, this conjuration, and if we could do it simultaneously on ley lines throughout the world, we could really make a difference. We could buy 20 or 30 years of the life. We could extend the life of the planet by 20 or 30 years. And currently, you see, the life of the planet is 13 and a half years. So we could over double the life of the planet if we could coordinate. So maybe if I could email or something, see whether we can get something going. Because I've got, there's five or six places in the UK, but if we could do, I could find out exactly where they would need to be done. But it would be worth doing, I'm sure.
Okay, well, rest assured that the Pleiadians have that all in hand, and you may well assist them. But they've got us covered. They got our backs. So if I had a cousin named Merlin, I'd probably be doing that too. But I don't.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Darren, for calling in and sharing that with us.
Blessing.
We'll look forward to your report on that later. Okay.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
Peace with you, girls.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's see. I seem to be having a little bit of browser trouble, but I want to hear from Mystic. Mystic, you are on the air.
Hey, love. How are you?
I am so good. So glad to hear your voice again. It seems like it's been, I don't know, 24 hours.
How about that? That whole time thing. Gosh, you know, I was listening to everybody's story and the amazing time that they had. And, you know, it just brought back several memories. And I'll try to be brief because I want to make sure that we have time to capture other stories as well. But the first thing, Ariel, that I wanted to start out by saying is, there are no mistakes. You know, this conference, initially I had absolutely no intention of attending. And woke up one morning, and I swear, the name of the conference flashed in front of my eyes as I was waking up. And suddenly I thought, I've got to go. We just have to make this happen. And so we did, and we showed up. And so the first thing that everybody should know is I had actually never met Lavendar, Ariel, and Sierra in person, as we are distributed across the United States in various locations. So we had never seen one another. And as I, after several flight issues, managed to pull up in front of the hotel, I walked in. And I was behind these two beautiful women who were having some issues at the front desk. And behind me walks this other incredibly beautiful woman on her way out the door. And I happened to turn around and look at her as she happened to turn around and look at the front desk. And then she walked out the door. And I said, wait a minute. And I walked out the door and I leaned my head out and said, excuse me, what's your name? And she said, Lavendar. And I was like, wow. I'm Jen. So we went ahead and gave some love, and then I walked back in, and I heard the door open behind me, and I turned around, and there is this amazingly beautiful, very tall woman, and I said, hey, Sierra. And she goes, oh, my gosh, hey. So, you know, so that was the first of some rather amazing things to happen. Some of those amazing things included, first of all, the people. We were immediately surrounded by some fantastic folks who, you know, attend this program on a weekly basis. And some who are new, some who have been around for quite some time. But those folks never left us, Ariel. They were by our side the entire time, helping out with the booth, helping us with just a variety of different tasks. The conference was, you know, was quite large and had a lot of activity. But, you know, I do want to mention Felipe, who was there, and an absolute jewel, his son Juan, who was just a treasure and quite the guardian, I might say. Joseph, who spoke earlier, who had some absolutely amazing stories. Lahia, we had a fantastic connection. Lida, very, very powerful, wonderful girl. Carolyn, who, you know, I didn't find out until after getting to the conference, was the reason that we all ended up being there. And Carolyn, love you, girl. Thank you so much for pushing that button, because had it not been for you doing that, I wouldn't have had some of the amazing experiences that I had. So I do want to acknowledge Carolyn. And she was just a woman on the mission when she was there, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere, I mean, she was just, you know, I've got to go back and sit down and listen now. I have to go. Norma, who was amazing. And then remember I told you when I arrived there were these two beautiful women at the front desk having some issues checking in. Well, those beautiful and amazing women turned out to be Anne and Lois. And we just heard from Anne a moment ago. You know, some of the things that stood out for me is there was a great deal of attention at our table, and I think that actually surprised me just a bit. I don't think we really had a lot of downtime. There were folks coming out of the woodwork around this starseed movement, if you will, not the least of which was the constant attention from several of the keynote or celebrity speakers. That was amazing to me. You know, Carolyn had talked earlier about there being this potpourri of topics, and that was also something that really touched me. On a personal level, I had an opportunity to sit with Arthur Fanning, who was the keeper of that Atlantean crystal, and he told me a pretty amazing story. And it was Dee Dee, who, by the way, was also there with us the entire time. Had it not been for her, I would have never walked up to his table. And she essentially grabbed me by the hand, and she said, I think you need to go down here. And not knowing what, you know, what had happened to lead me there, Dee Dee, what she didn't know was that as my plane was beginning to land in Albuquerque, and I was staring out the window, as I always do, at one point I closed my eyes. And you know how when you close your eyes, you'll get a negative image of what you were just looking at. Well, the image that appeared was the airplane window, but instead of it being a negative, this window turned a brilliant cerulean blue, surrounded by this amazing purple, which, by the way, was very close to the color that Lavendar was wearing. And within that window were these symbols of these crosses in circles, and they were at various depths. And I thought, how odd is that? They just filled the entire window. Well, when I walked up to the table where Art Fanning was sitting, behind him was a painting of how that Atlantean crystal had been found. And on that painting were the symbols that I had seen in that window.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I shared that with Arthur Fanning. And he said, I think you need to come sit down. Now, I won't go into detail on the things that we shared, but I will say that they were absolutely amazing. And at some point, he pulled me in close to him and he said, I'm being directed by the Great Mother to take that Atlantean crystal, which, by the way, for those of you who were unable to attend, the only way you could get close to the crystal, he had it in a huge mason jar at the bottom of the jar, so you couldn't reach in to grab it. But you could just simply hold your hand over the opening of the jar. He said, but I've been guided by the Great Mother, and I've been told very strictly that I need to take this crystal out of here, and I've got to hold it up against your spine because you're here to do some great work, and it's time for you. And he did that, and I can't even begin to tell you the things that activated. I talked earlier about there being no mistakes. And you know, for those of you out there, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes that you are listening to this show. For those of you who were able to make that conference, there were no mistakes there. There were reasons that we all met one another, that we held hands, that we hugged, that we had eye contact. There were reasons for all of those things. I had an opportunity also to sit and talk with Colin Andrews and his wife Cynthia regarding a crop circle experience that I had, and that was really amazing. Dr. Meg, had it not been for for just a handful of words, and we had talked about a variety of things, but there were a couple of key words that she shared with me, and had she not done that, all I'll say about that is my life wouldn't have changed as significantly as it had within the next 10 minutes of that transaction. I also had the amazing experience. You know, when you talk with Lavendar and with Ariel and Sierra, you get certainly a feeling for what it is they bring to the table. But that is nothing in comparison to actually sitting down and being able to spend some time with them. And so I sat down with Lavendar, and one of the first things she did outside of giving me a big and wonderful hug was she took this amazing necklace that had been handmade by South American shamans. And she just looked at me and she said, "You're going to wear this today." And I said, "All right." And I learned later that that was for a very special purpose. You know, in addition to that, she did some fantastic work with all of us. But probably the keynote of that experience was when she put in my left hand and my right hand these crystals that I couldn't even wrap my hands around. They were so large. And these were crystals that she held during a very sacred ceremony within the Giza Pyramids, I believe back in the 80s. Guys, all I can tell you is, you know, I've been working with energy my entire life, and I've seen and experienced some fairly amazing things, some actually very amazing things on multiple levels and in multiple planes. But what I can tell you is at that moment that she put those crystals in my hand, my entire body down to my feet began to shake and vibrate, followed by amazing images and an alignment that I will not soon forget. And so I owe a great deal of gratitude for that. Sierra, the connection there was pretty darn amazing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was, you know, that's just a whole other show. We'll do that another time. But I will say this on a three-dimensional, mundane perspective. You know, God darn, she takes care of people. You know, I mean,
thank you.
You know, you can't even. I joked her the whole time because she is 6'3", guys, and I'm 5'2¾". And so I joked her the whole time about the fact that it wasn't fair that she actually was wearing heels and she should walk in a ditch with me. But the reality of the situation was, you know, she told us her story a while back and we all walked away going, "Wow, I'd love to have her protect me." Well, when you're in her presence, you get that feeling right away. There is nothing going to touch you. There is nothing going to get in your way. And God help if they do. You know, one of the amazing things was the very moment Sierra, after I met her at the front desk and we went back to my room and talked for a moment, she laid down for a hot minute, and within that minute there was a ship with some smaller ships that came out of it within the clouds. I did not have a chance to see them myself, but the fact that they were there and in her presence and following her around the entire time was pretty awesome. Of course, Richard Dolan, we spent quite a bit of time with him, didn't we? And you know, he had some rather amazing things to say, and he is a really awesome individual, and you know, he was just one of the people that really stuck by our sides through that process. And, you know, I know that this was shared, and I'm going to wrap this up. I know that this was shared on a previous show, or I believe online, and that was the 23-minute MP3 that Ariel did on prosperity. And I just want to talk about that for just a quick second, and it does tie to the conference. Ariel told me one evening, and she shared with me, she said, "You really need to go listen to this because I am making a rather significant and amazingly wonderful change in my life. And but before doing that, you know, you have doubts, et cetera." So she told me to go and check that out and go test it out, and I did. And I have to admit, even though I'm a highly spiritual person and I've seen some amazing things, I approach everything with skepticism. And so for those of you who have had a chance to do the MP3, the way that I tested it was I had had some issues with my bottom lip being chapped for the better part of a month and a half, and it would scab over every day, and I would pick it off, and it would bleed, and scab over and pick it off, and it would bleed. And so I knew I was getting ready to go to this conference, and I thought, well, God, you can't go in there with a scabby, bloody lip. And so I tested, because that's just not attractive. So I went upstairs, and I did my little 17 seconds of focusing with the emotional piece in place. But the emotional piece was towards healing my body and aligning my body with the work that I am here on this planet to do. And as a result of that, let's heal my lip. Right? Guys, I kid you not, because it was amazing to me. By the end of the following day, my bottom lip was completely healed. There was no dry skin. There were no scabs. There was nothing. I didn't do anything differently than I had been doing for 45 days, but my lip was healed. Now, the way that that ties to the conference is that on our ride, our plane ride home, it just so happened that Arielle and I shared a plane ride, and we shared a row together. And we were in a row of three, and I sat up against the window, and we put the empty seat between us, and Arielle was on the aisle. And, the plane was fairly full, but right when we thought they were going to close the door, they had all the folks who were on standby come in, and that line was ridiculously long. So the plane is just filling up and filling up, and I looked at Arielle. I said, well, I guess you're going to have to come over and sit closer to me. I swear to God, I put my deodorant on. And she looks at me, and I say, I have a feeling, and she turns her head ever so slowly and looks at me, and she shakes her head with a smile on her face. And I was like, yeah, but I think this is going to, and she looked at me again before I could say the last word, and she said, no. And I looked over at her, and I saw that she had her eyes closed, and at that moment I realized what she was doing, so I joined in. Now, at some point during this process, there are women coming in with babies and car seats, and, there was a guy who had to be 7 feet tall with big feathers and a whole bunch of stuff, and there was a point where the row that was diagonal from us responded to the question. A question came across, are there any empty seats back there? And the guy who was diagonal in front of us in a row looked directly at me and at that area and then turned his head to the front, and he said, no, we're full. Nobody sat in that seat. 17 seconds, and then, of course, I don't know how well that worked out for Arielle, because poor thing laid across the seats, and I ended up using her head for an armrest, and I didn't realize that either. But, the bottom line is this. I think if I can contribute one thing to this whole thing is there are no mistakes, guys. You have the tools within you, and those tools are being given to you and built upon day by day to go out there and do the work that you were designed to do. It's all about putting your tracks in front of you, making a coherent decision, putting together cohesive plans, and being determined and using some of the tools that you're receiving as a result of attending this show and meeting some of the fantastic people who are here and that you will meet during the next conference that you attend. Just make sure you keep that in mind, because we're not here by mistake. We're here for a purpose.
Well said.
So that's my piece, Arielle.
Well said. And just for the record, I felt your elbow in my ear, but it really didn't bother me, so I went back to sleep. I was just glad that we had that extra space between us, because getting up at 4 o'clock to get on a 6:30 flight was not easy for this one anyway.
But you looked fabulous.
Well, that's, doesn't matter how you feel as long as you look great, right? No.
That's right.
It does matter how you feel.
Right.
But I was filled, as long as you're filled with gratitude, everything will work out fine.
If I can add, Arielle, real quick.
Okay.
I have to also send lots of love to Lavendar, because, again, had I not found you guys And had I not had her do my star chart, you know, she told me, I'll never forget this, she said to me, you're going to be traveling really soon, and you've got some big things ahead of you. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, I'm not traveling. That wasn't even 6 months ago. I would have never thought in a million years that this was going to happen in my life. And the connections and the networking that took place that are going to help me propel in the way that I'm supposed to be propelling were just surreal. That's the only thing I can say. So, Lavendar, bless you, my love. I am so happy to have all of you ladies in my life.
Well, thank you, Jen, because I felt that your contribution to our group was so powerful, and you held your energy and your space in ways that were just, well, they were majestic to me, and I want you to know that.
Thank you.
And this is Sierra, and I just want to say a special thanks to you, Jen, because, you know, we had became fast friends before mm-hmm. we went on the conference. And it was just so great to be able to meet you face-to-face, and the connection that we had was just fabulous. And you're sort of like my partner in crime, and it was like a four-sided pyramid with the four of us together. It just was very, very strong.
You know,
and
it was
really
the base of that pyramid, wasn't it? The four corners
of
the pyramid. We created the foundation of that pyramid.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, it wasn't face-to-face. It was more like face-to-abdomen. But I'll take that.
But thank you so much, and we really look forward to doing many more great things with you. And thanks for coming on the air and sharing what you got that was really special. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Jen. I'm going to. I got a little thing I'd like to do. I have a. Jen, I'm going to put your mic on mute here, so we'll pick you up in a minute. Bye bye.
Bye, hon.
Okay, we had found out just a little while ago that Dr. Meg had a previous engagement tonight because she was going to come on and talk about her experience at the conference. So Lavendar called me up and said, you've got 10 minutes, call Dr. Meg and get that recorded so that even though Dr. Meg is not with us live, I have a recording of her contribution to this evening's show. So shall we just go ahead and do that, Lavendar?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. This is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey, who was one of the speakers and a very dynamic individual. If you have not been acquainted with her and her work, her website is spiritlite.com. I hope I've remembered that. I think that's correct. She'll mention it again during her little conversation with me here. But this is Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey.
Hello, Dr. Meg. It's Arielle.
Hey.
And I wanted to say how wonderful it was to meet you and to hear your presentation at the Wake Up Now conference. And since we know that you can't be with us tonight on the show, I'm calling now just to get a few comments from you, highlights from the conference, and anything that you think that you might want to comment on.
Well, I'm so glad because I had another engagement tonight, and I really wanted to pitch in and just tell everybody what a great weekend it was. You know, I really, after I had a little space from it, I got to thinking that, first of all, the people that were there were just wonderful, the attendees and the volunteers and Nancy that put it on. And I think that also it was a really good time for some of us who have been working together in different ways to all be in the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and Lavendar and Colin Andrews and Richard Dolan and Ken, I can't remember Ken's last name, from NASA, and, you know, some of the other presenters. It was just really good to be able to share our hearts and souls with each other and realize some of the commonalities that we all share that none of us knew, and that we'll be able to share even more in an expanded way from now on. And I think that a lot of us will have a lot to offer together that we've never considered before. So that was a kind of an aside, really exciting thing for me. But it's always exciting, you know, to me to be able to be there in person with so many people. There were hundreds of people there, and it was just wonderful to look everybody in the eye and hug everyone and you know, and have conversations and hear what people are going through, because that's what it's all about. It's really about connecting. It's not about us just standing up there and saying what we know, but it's about really heart-to-heart connecting with everyone and finding out, you know, what everyone's going through, what they're experiencing, what they're feeling, how they're perceiving it. And that really was, there were some really wonderful exchanges along those lines through the week. And so it was just all in all, I think it was a great experience.
Well, it certainly was for us. And likewise, just meeting so many people and seeing how far-reaching. There were people there from everywhere, all over, that they just had the call to go. And there were a lot of people that just dropped everything at the last minute and made the window somehow. And it is very different, you know, when you talk to somebody on the phone or they call into radio shows. But when you're right there in a person's energy, the connection is so much more you know, strong. And just, I know, just being in your energy field, I mean, we got to see Meg in her full glory, and it was just wonderful. It was so great to meet you and be able to spend some time. And, of course, your presentation was just very inspiring.
Well, thank you. I love what I do, and I love it when I can look in the audience and I can present some of my experiences and you know that it's changing lives and changing perspectives, because you know, that's what it's about. Otherwise, what are we doing? You know, so to me, it's just about sharing heart and soul across the board. And gosh, what? How much more fun can you have than that? And yeah, we laughed a lot, all of us, and we had a great time. And there were a few tears when people, you know, realized things or let go of things. And it was just, I thought it was a really powerful week. And, you know, that was the first one of those Wake Up Now conferences that was the first one. And Nancy told me yesterday when she dropped me off at the airport that she was going to do it again. So I'm really looking forward to going back and you know, just embracing that, and particularly to support the work that she's doing down there to start the School of Now for the kids. You know, I think that's a really important project.
It is. Somebody has to be the first.
Yeah.
And she's really stepped up, and she did a great job with just all the details and things that had to go and the scheduling, and certainly the collection of speakers, as she said, may never happen again. having, you know, you and Colin and Richard, especially since you have all been guests on our show, that to have everybody together, it was just almost like a family reunion.
Yeah, it was, because what was so neat was so many of us knew each other, but we had never been in person with each other. We've worked in different ways, like us, you know, like we have, and it was just awesome to be in everybody's presence and experience, you know, some really more personal conversations and knowings and sharings. And, you know, that's what it's all about, Ariel, these days. It's not about who has what or who's the best or who's the most or, you know, who's the most gifted or anything like that. It's what can we do together to contribute. So I felt like this was just another example of a coming together of people who really, really were sincere and contributed a lot to the audience and each other. So for me, it was just a fabulous weekend, and I'm so glad I went, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
As would we. Well, I know that you only have a few minutes here to share with us, and I really am appreciative that you could take the time, because we would want to have your input for our listeners tonight.
Absolutely,
so
my
so
pleasure.
Much,
absolutely,
everyone.
My pleasure. And to all of you that are listening, thanks for being there. You know, without you, I don't have much to do. So I really appreciate you listening in, and I look forward to being back on the show when I have a little more time to talk.
Well, certainly we'll have you back, hopefully before you go on your crop circle tour at the end of July.
Oh, yeah. Catherine Brinkley and I are doing that, and we're so excited. Colin Andrews, I think, is going to do his best to show up while we're over there and show us a few little things that most people don't see. So we were talking about that yesterday. Yeah, he said he was going to try and meet us in England. So it's the coming together is just beginning, and I can't wait to see where it all goes. But I do still have some openings for that trip if anybody wants to come. It's on my website at spiritlight.com. Just click on Dr. Meg's schedule, and it's down there towards the bottom of the page.
Okay, I know it's going to be awesome, especially with Colin involved. You'll get to see things that no one else gets to see.
Yeah, that's the plan. Where he's going to do his best. He seems to feel like he's going to be free for that. So it's just a lovely bonus that came up this weekend. So.
I see all kinds of things that you didn't expect just being there. And having it all come together.
And you and your music and your beautiful voice, oh my God.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was great fun.
The weekend had a lot of little gifts like that that just kept coming, and that's what happens when we come together and for the same reasons, you know, everybody's coming together to grow and to learn and expand, and when we come together like that, amazing things happen, and they don't stop.
That's right. That's right. The seeds are planted, and now they continue to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey, thank you so much for taking the time to share this experience with our audience, and we will look forward to talking to you again right before your trip, maybe.
My pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to get me early.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Take care.
Dr. Meg.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Dr. Meg, for sharing that with us and making that little window of opportunity for me this afternoon. I don't know if you heard that big crack of thunder or not, but if I get cut off, we have a backup plan, don't we, Mystic? I was hoping to hear from this sweet angel gentleman, Mr. Felipe. Mr. Felipe, you are on the air, sweetheart.
You thought I was hiding, right?
I didn't. Well, I didn't know, but I knew you would be here if you could.
Yes, I made it a point, and all of a sudden I was kind of running errands, catching up with things, trying to land.
And
I just called in, so I said I need to make it in on time. So. Is it just going to be a couple of 3 minutes? Is that what I have?
Well, we just want you to speak your heart and what, you know, highlights. What did you bring from the conference? We know what you brought to it.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I need to share with all of the Starseed family out there that it has been one of the most powerful experiences that I had in years. Obviously, before I left to the conference, I had somewhat of a set of expectations, but it just went beyond my expectations. You know, it just exceeded my expectations by far. By meeting Lavendar, yourself, and Sierra and Mystic, it's even though we did not share so much in conversation, just the fact of being ourselves in the same space and time was so powerful that obviously I don't have the time. We don't have the time here, plus the words to describe the intensity of that, the vibration of that, the love, the joy, and the light that generated. It just it was very, very, very special. I hold it very dearly, and I happened to come across a brief message that it was just resonating in my heart this morning, and I wrote it down. It's just a handful of lines here, if I may read it and share it with the Star family.
Sure.
To all Star Seeds, we are magnetic centers for the light. It is time for us Star Seeds to integrate the totality of our qualities, virtues, and talents of the consciousness of God for this galaxy. We have been preparing for this a very long time, and many of us are ready to step forward and shine with the maximum of light, with the seventh ray of the violet flame, with the intent and the desire for the highest good for all and the unifying and the awakening of all that is. We need to share our light. That was briefly the words that I wanted to bring to the Stars family. And so like I said, I could go on. I mean, there were so many, just being around so many people in the same, with the same vibration. Well, there was a mix of audience out there, but it was very, very nice. What I can say, honestly, without any pride or arrogance, I really think that our group stand out. Maybe not because we had a flashy stand at the conference, but our energy stand out way, way much higher and stronger than most of those people out there. And I repeat myself, I don't say it with arrogance or being selfish. I'm just going to share one brief moment that I still have it within me that I probably remember. It was the second, I'm not sure if it was the first or the second, I believe it was the second day, so it was noontime. This lady, she looked to me maybe mid-70s, an older lady. She just came to us, to our table, and she said, I don't know, but she presented herself as an Arcturian starseed, and she said, I just come here because I'm telling you that the vibration and the light that you guys are generating from this table is by far something I experienced before. So that's just in a nutshell some of the nuggets of that we experience of people sensing our presence there. Of course, I could listen to Dr. Meg at the end of her presentation earlier, that the privilege of being having to listen to you, Ariel. You're gifted, you're such a talented singer. It was just a treat. It was just the icing on the cake and the cherry on top for the conference, because that was really the last moment that we spent together that Sunday evening. So, like I said, I could go on with so many things. I mean, every experience, you know, for me to have met Lavendar, Ariel and Sierra over there on Mystic, it's just like everyone is. Each one carries so much, love and so much vibration, and the sense of us meeting again from so many previous past lives, it was so powerful that we couldn't talk that much. It was just being there, right there, being there in the now. It was very, very strong and very, very powerful. Like I said, I wish it could go longer, the conference, but 3 days, it was very, very powerful. I'm just encouraged to share with the Starseed family out there that next time there's something like this, do not miss it by no means. I know this one was a last-minute decision it was made. I was fortunate enough to put things together and make it out there. And I was just there from minute one through the very last time, the very last conference out there. And we have so much memories and so much energy that I think still we're going to have to digest and sort out for the next week or two, so many things that we brought from the conference. So I want to respect the time for others to share, but I have plans to go by myself to the conference, but then I was just about to buy my plane ticket, and all of a sudden I was stopped and I was pulled to bring my 19-year-old son with me. So I changed, I regrouped, I reorganized my plans completely. So I brought my son out there to the conference. It was his first experience of this kind. Plus, he was, I believe he was the youngest in all the crowd. So he's going to be probably sharing a couple of thoughts here with you all. And I thank you so much, Lavendar, once more, Ariel. I know I'm going to start keeping in touch with you quite often because I have so much to thank you and share with you, and also Sierra and Mystic, and I don't know if Purpose Sage is around, but here's Juan Luis, my 19-year-old son. Hello, how are we doing?
Hello,
good,
Juan.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
So,
I just want to say, you know, it's an honor to be around those type of people, you know, like Lavendar, Ariel, Sierra, and just come back, you know, and it's, and then the last day we were there, it's, I haven't felt that type of connection with anybody in a long time, and, you know, I think, like I told Sierra, that the connection was just so strong that I told her, I was like, when my brother left to Iraq, I didn't even burst out to tears, and when I said goodbye, it was just, I burst into tears, and it was just like, I was like, you know, it was, we were together in other lifetimes, and it was just really, really strong. You know, I'm just happy that I got to experience something like this and to be around the people that I was, you know, and especially since it was a first-time thing for me. You know, and it's just, I think I made an impact on some people, so, yeah.
Well, this is Sierra Juan, and I want to extend a very personal thank you to you. I sort of like the den mother for the entire trip and all the people that came along, and I just took on making sure everybody was where they were needed to be and that they were taken care of. And you were like my personal support. Every time I made a movement, you were there. Anytime I looked like I needed something, you were there. And it was just so very special for me to have spent the time with you that I did. And again, thank you so much for all that you did for me, because you were my support during the entire conference. So I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's just, you know, me coming what I do from the heart.
Absolutely.
You have a lot of heart, Juan, and I know that there are activations that happened in you this weekend that will take a couple of weeks or even months to you know, extend and flower and blossom. But there are going to be echoes of these activations, each one taking you to a little higher level, a little higher level. And we were just very grateful that you were there, you and your father, Felipe. You really supported us and took care of us and watched over us. And it was good because we had those male energy anchors around four women. And that's not an easy job, and you did it quite well.
Yeah, but I think we cope with it.
You did. You coped with flying colors, my dear.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't really, you know, I'm not going to pat myself on the back because it's not something that I want. You know, it's just the things that I did for everybody that was there at the conference, you know, Lavendar, Sierra, you know, it wasn't like, oh, like, well, maybe if I do this for her, then she's going to do something for me. No, you know, anything I did, whether if it's, you know, I bought her a coffee or whatever it is, it's all from the heart. And it's, you know, I just wanted to show my true colors to everybody there because, you know, it's first impression. And I didn't want nobody to think anything bad of me, you know. So I just went off of my heart and deep inside what was, you know, what I really am, you know.
Well, that came across clearly, Juan. That very came across very, very clearly. We knew that you were really coming from a very special place in your heart and that's who you are as a human being with so much love and protectiveness. And so we really just want to say again, thank you so much for doing that. We got it clearly, who you are for us and who you are for the world and what role you can be stepping into here in the near future. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you, Felipe.
Okay, I'm just going to do a very, very brief comment on the last. I don't want to. All Star Seeds received the invitation from Lavendar for tonight's program, and she mentioned that there was a presence of a mothership on top of Albuquerque, on top of where the location that we were. I just want to tell you, Star Seed families, that how important we are for the galaxy, each one of us. that even the spirits of light, the hierarchy of that location, was shaken up with our presence there. Again, I repeat myself, I don't say it because of arrogance and pride. I say it because who we are, what we represent, and the energies that we carry are so powerful, not only on the planet, but the entire galaxy. So I'm telling you, Starseeds, give it all you got, center yourselves in your heart, and we are not alone. This is a huge galactic family wrapped up in the most beautiful love that there is. And I thank you all, and I share this from my heart. Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, Lavendar. Thank you, Sierra. Thank you, Misty. Bless your heart.
Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, Felipe. And we will be talking soon. Bye, Juan.
Sure.
Well, we did, I would say that we did definitely have the Galactic Secret Service on duty from even before leaving, you know, departing to get there through the whole time and getting back. They were vigilant, and we had a very, very special gathering. We had a dinner on Saturday night with all of our Starseed family, just us away from the conference, and then on Sunday night again, we all gathered off the property and our own private little party, going home, farewell, and all that. And we had a great time. I had the opportunity to sing for everyone. We found a place with a piano, so it was great. Just wonderful.
Which I might add, Ariel's just skipping over the top of it. It was just a phenomenal experience. This is Sierra, by the way. And, you know, we all heard her sing on air, but there's nothing like being in the presence of her when she sings. There's all the activations. I mean, her voice has this coding in it, and it just brought me to tears. She sang Mother Nature's Crying, and just thinking about it chokes me up. It just is so... so powerful, and we will be having gatherings in the future where Starseeds can come be with us again, and Ariel will sing again. We'll make sure that we have that handled, and you all will be able to get to experience that for yourselves firsthand, and it was just spectacular. So again, thank you, Ariel, for doing that.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Definitely my pleasure. And
go ahead. If there isn't anybody else or any other calls, I'd like to go ahead and step in and speak a little bit about the weekend, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so first of all, getting down to the conference was quite amazing. It's, you know, we all have life and lives, and we have challenges, and we all have responsibilities, and the things that kept coming up as roadblocks in my way the week that I was scheduling myself and making plans to attend the conference were just extraordinary. And who I had to be in the face of it, I just kept having to remember who I am and why I'm here and what my mission is. So those things got taken care of, and I chose to drive from Apache Junction over to Albuquerque. And I drove it all in the first day on Thursday, got there Thursday afternoon, and it was actually, y'all don't know this, but I hadn't met Lavendar and Ariel in person myself. I've been working with them for a little over a year. That was our first chance being together, and it was just fantastic. And so I was just completely taken back by the community of these very special starseeds that showed up to support us. I mean, just everyone that's been mentioned again and again, they stayed at our table. It was just the most amazing thing. We did hold a very particular space in that conference, and we were at bright, bright lights. And it was just so neat. We started out in one table, and I had the sense to bring four extra chairs. We ended up taking 10 or 12 chairs up. At any one time, there was a total of 16 of us there. Starseed were there from the hotline. And at any one time, we had 12 to 14 at the table in the back with us. And it was like we just had this little pod, and we operated together as this group. We kind of moved around together, and it was beautiful and it was powerful. And we not only had the chance to touch each other's lives, but we had the opportunity to touch others' lives also. the speakers that were there, you know, well-known speakers and very experienced people were sort of gravitating over to our table and wanting to come see what was going on, because it was just a lot of great love and support. And so I had the extraordinary opportunity to meet and become very fast friends with Colin and Cynthia and Dr. Meg and Richard Dolan and a gentleman named Arthur that had the Atlantean crystal, and also the Sasquatch man. I can't remember how to pronounce his name, and I do apologize. I think it's Kawini or Kwaney, but I had an experience when I was a young person, and he did verify that it was a Sasquatch, and that was really an amazing thing to be able to sit and speak with him. But what stands out most in my mind is our family of Starseed, and I'm so looking forward to creating another event that we can all come together and that more of us can have that experience together. So, again, thank you, Ariel and Lavendar and Mystic, for being there, and everyone else that was there. I just had an extraordinary time.
And you did a great job. Like Sierra said, she was the den mother. She made sure that all the details were handled and everything stayed organized and all the tables stayed nice and neat and papers were constantly being, you know, recentered and aligned, and everything was just really well presented. And we had all of our materials and our brochures and our flyers and just everything that was got together, really, at the drop of a hat. We pulled it all together, and again, it was with, made possible by the support and empowerment of Starseed, who made donations to empower this trip in lieu of their being there, and even some did both. So hats off and hearts open to you.
Thank you.
Lavendar, do you have anything that you would like to add?
Yes, I would like to say that the way that everyone conducted themselves was with the highest integrity, and that everybody just seemed to know where to be at the right time, speaking with the people that they needed to be speaking with. It was an orchestration of just celestial tones all the time. And you know how I track and monitor, and it was wonderful that even when we were faced with some, you know, some negative energies, that this group came together and just completely neutralized any negativity that started happening, you know, in our direction. And it was amazing to me to see people that had never met one another come together instantly in situations that you know, were unpredictable, and everybody just suited up and handled it. And I just can't thank everyone enough. And Felipe and Juan, the two of you, just stood by my side and were, I mean, it was like you had your shields and you had your swords, and if anybody was going to come up and do anything, you know, inappropriate, you were there and you were going to whack them, and I knew it. And it was like, whoa, I had no idea this kind of energy was going to be available to us when we went on this trip. In fact, I had no expectations at all. This was my first time that I had went out into the public, you know, after I had released my story, Crap Between the Worlds. So I just didn't know. I didn't know what to expect. But it has all turned out to be such a strong, strong Starseed family. And I know that we're going to be able to do things again. And because of you, Felipe, and you brought the girls up from San Antonio, and now one of them has invited me to come down there to do work, and the other one has asked me to go to Costa Rica. So, look, you know, you opened up doors for new adventures, and I thank you so much for that.
Cutting out. Hello?
I'm here.
Well, something has happened with her phone line. Sierra, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. We can hear them. Or we can hear Lavendar, Ariel, so I'm not sure why you can't hear her.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, she said, I believe she said what she had to say. Lavender, can you speak again and see if
well,
I'm
Lavender,
through?
Sierra,
okay,
can you hear
me,
Ariel?
Hang on for a second, Ariel. Go ahead, Lavender.
Can you hear me? Okay, now.
Oh, now it's, yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Well, that was strange. Okay. Sierra, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. She was just finishing up thanking Felipe and Juan for the connections that she was able to have and go, traveling to Costa Rica, being invited to Costa Rica and down to Mexico,
right,
to the Mayan area. So.
Right. Yeah, that'll be great. And we are going to be doing some starseed gatherings in the near future. And as soon as we have any details about that, we're certainly going to be letting everyone know. I know that when the night before I was supposed to leave, I called Lavender, and it's like, you know, the Galactic Secret Service is definitely on duty here. We had, you know, the storms that went through the southeast, because I live in Georgia, just outside Atlanta, and, you know, the tornadoes were coming. That was the same night that that Alabama was hit so hard, and we had some really high wind, and I have a tree. Now, I mean, you all know my connection to trees. I've got 22 hardwoods in my yard, and the biggest, oldest one of all has some health issues. And I told him, and he's standing right next to his mate, the two of them together, I've been telling him for years, if you fall down, please don't hit the house. and I'm trying to save you. Well, he dropped a major branch that night, and it missed the house by 2 inches. 2 inches. I heard it hit the patio out back, and, I mean, I just, the adrenaline rush, you can't believe. I ran outside and looked, and there, I mean, and this is a giant red oak tree. He dropped his branch, and I think that his mate helped to deflect it, but it missed my house by 2 inches, and the back of the house is all glass. If it had hit the house or the roof, it would have canceled my trip. There's no way I could have left my house with a tree sticking in it. So I know that the Galactic Secret Service was definitely helping. The tree was helping, and nothing stopped me from going.
Well, what was your experience, Ariel? What, I mean, I know you said a little bit already, but why don't you go ahead and encapsulate your experience for the weekend?
Well, I always watch people when I'm in a crowd, and I always try to pick out the starseed. And at this conference, there was everybody. I mean, they all had this look in their eyes, and I thought, hey, this is just so great that this many like-minded people have gathered for the purpose of helping raise funds for the School of Now, for the children. And it is all about the children of now, and the indigos and the crystallines and all the different varieties of starseed children. And I remember the older woman that Felipe was talking about, and her eyes were just as clear and blue, and she came up to the table, and she was so overwhelmed, and, you know, she was starting to, you know, break down and cry as she was speaking her truth, and it was just so touching. And that those scenes happened over and over and over again. And the speakers, I had not been aware of the work of Dolores Cannon. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Did I get the name right? And she was so wonderful. She was so wonderful. She really stood out in my mind. And, of course, we knew Colin and Cynthia and Richard and Dr. Meg from our show, but seeing them in person was just so wonderful, and making those connections. And I know activations happened, liaisons were created, things happened for people on a personal level, on a planetary level, and being in that environment, and having the people were magnetized to come to our table and you know, what is this Starseed Hotline? And we planted a lot of seeds, and I know that the results of all that will be coming over ripples of time. So we don't even know the total story of the conference at this point. But and it was certainly my great pleasure to be able to find a piano, which was not easy, boys and girls, let me tell you, if it was finally Lavendar that pulled that one off, to find a place that had a piano that we could all go and gather and to be able to sing, because that's how, I mean, I do my work through my music and my voice. Well, not all of my work, but a special part of it. And that was really great.
It took 3 days, a total of 3 days of working on it and working with the conference, working with the casino, working with different restaurants. It was ridiculous, but it was just finally paid off. Finally, that Sunday night, we were able to go to this nice little local Greek restaurant and sit down and...
Sierra, Lavendar, can you still hear her?
Yes, I can hear her. Yeah. I'm here.
Well, it could be the storm. I don't know if there's anything happening, if I'm the only one talking or someone else talking.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. It must be something with because this bad storm is moving through here, but I keep losing the audio on the show. So, Lavendar, why don't you take over?
Okay. Well, a little bit about how we found the piano. I have this friend, Darlene, that I'd been talking to for 2 years and had not met her, and she knew I was coming in. So I called her, and she's an actress and a dancer, and I thought, well, surely she'll know where there's a piano. And she's the one that came up with the Greek restaurant for us, and it was great seeing her. And another thing that I wanted to mention is that as we were sitting at this restaurant and an aria was playing music, we looked up at the television screen, and we saw the news of Osama bin Laden. And it was very surreal that we would be sitting there and seeing this together. There was some kind of energetic that happened with all of us. And, you know, you always remember where you were when something happens in the world. And I'll always remember where I was when that took place. And to really just sum up my feelings about everything and everyone is that now is the time. And all we have to do now is take the step up. No matter what's happening in your life, I don't care if, you know, the crocodiles are after you and the snakes are after you, just simply step up. If you step up to the next frequency, nothing and no one can touch you or stop you from what you're here to do. It's really, really simple. Just step up. Don't stop. Don't judge it. Don't go in polarity with it. Just simply step up. Can you hear me, Ariel? Did
yes,
she leave
I can.
Us?
No, I can hear you. It's holding for now.
Do we have anybody else? And you know, Cliff came down from Trinidad and he showed us some software of something that he was working with, a healing modality with light and I guess sound and some other things. And so
light
I just want to mention that we really do honor the fact that he shared this with us there at the table. That was really, really great, Cliff. And if you're there, I wish you'd call in.
Yeah, well, we have answered all the callers with that have pressed 1. Now, if you still would like to speak on the air, you'd have to press 1 so that we know you have something to say. Otherwise, we think you're just content to listen and stay in the background. But... in the absence of, well, now that I've said that, I was just about to wrap up the show. And I recognize this phone number, Mystic. While Mystic is handling the switchboard, this is going to be our friend Ralph, I think, from Atlanta. As soon as he gets out of the screening room, we'll bring him on. And then I think we'll wrap up after that. Okay. Well, we're still waiting for Ralph, because I don't think Mystic can hear me when she's in the screening room with our callers. So we will be. I would like to invite you to use the chat room on our forum. We do have a chat room available at starseedhotline.ning.com, and it's there 24 hours a day. Anytime, I would like to encourage people to start using it more. If you are on the forum at any time, check into the chat room, and it will show you who's there online, and you can start some online conversations through starseedhotline.ning.com, and we will try to have our blog talk chat room open next week. Sierra will now be live on the air with us, so I think that between Mystic and Purple Sage, we'll be able to keep the chat room going. And we have Ralph ready now. Hello, Ralph. You are on the air.
Good evening, and welcome
evening.
Back. I'm glad you had such a wonderful trip, nice journey. And I just had a real simple question for Lavendar, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
My question about what you just stated about stepping up, what is it that we can do individually? I mean, just in ways to accomplish that stepping up process. Is it something
or
is it something that's in particular to each individual?
Well, it's about being aware of yourself first. And if something is happening and you don't, you're uncomfortable, or you've gotten into an argument with someone, or you're depressed, or anything that's a negative that's paralyzing you at any level, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, and go, I'm stepping up. I'm changing this frequency, because we all function on harmonics. And so it's a recognition of yourself, and just visualize yourself taking your foot up that step. Just step up. Just start conditioning yourself, saying, I'm stepping out of this. I'm stepping up. I'm changing it right now. Whatever it is, it's about being able to change your frequency at any given moment. And you have to practice it, and it may not come easy to you at first, but then when you get into the rhythm of it, you're going to go, step up, I'm stepping up now. And you'll just simply start doing it automatically.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Okay. Ralph, think of some time in your life when you were so grateful that you wanted to fall to your knees and just sob with gratitude. Think of some moment in your life when you were so happy that you wanted to have tears of joy. Think of high moments in your life, and let that be your trigger code, that when you find yourself surrounded by negativity, or someone's pulling you down, or someone's trying to engage you in some polarity dance, there's a place that you have created that takes you automatically. You put yourself back in that moment, and it takes you to the next higher frequency of gratitude and joy. And that is also the first step in manifesting anything in the third dimension. And then you'll become conditioned to that frequency, so that you hardly even need to go through the mental, okay, I'm back in, 1995 when this really great thing happened. And you just can go there automatically then without all the mental processing. And you just step up and stand in your own light and know that you are continuing to spiral upwards, and it may take you away from the people that are constantly bringing you down, but if that's what they do, you don't need to be around them anyway. So That's what I have on my page of the website. When you don't know which way to turn, just step up.
Thank you so much.
I hope that answers your question.
I really appreciate that. That's beautiful. And I really thank you for braving the any kind of obstacles or anything like that you may have had getting there, or even coming back and bringing the wonderful information that you've had to share with us. It's just inspiring. And love you guys, and so keep it up.
Thank you so much. You keep stepping up, Ralph. You'll be at the next conference. I know that.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Sorry I missed this one.
That's okay, Ralph. You heard it through our eyes and our hearts and our experiences, so it was almost like being there. And thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye.
I'd like to say something about Sierra. You know, when she came on our show and gave her story, just for some reason I just felt like that we should really empower her story and who she is. And after seeing the way she conducted herself and the way she took care of everything and just her presence and powers that she praised all the time, I realized that we have a star on our hands now, because she's going to be able to go out, tell her story, and she's going to be invited to, you know, different places where she can speak, and she'll be a really fine representative for Starseed and for all those women out there that have had these abduction experiences with these babies. And I just wanted to acknowledge that, Sierra, that I realized that was really a big coming out party for you also, because it was just evident to me that the reach and stretch of everything, you're holding the point for so many of us, and I feel like that you're going to be invited to a lot of conferences where you'll be able to tell your story and then shine for Starseed Radio Academy.
Well, thank you, and I want to also thank you for being the platform from which I spring, and I say that in the most respectful way, Lavendar, because if it wasn't for you, you should have, the listeners just have no idea what kind of wreck I was before I found you, and the work that you've done with me over the last year has really prepared me to step out and bring my mission to the world. So if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to be in this place, be this clear, be this sullen, to speak for people and speak for humankind. So it's a deep honor, and I'm very, very grateful. And thank you for those kind words, Lavendar.
And to you, Ariel, you've been my friend for over 20 years. And if it hadn't been for you putting together the website and doing the work that you do on a daily basis, you know, none of this would have happened. It's like, it's like everybody had their particular talent to bring to how we all got to the conference. And if there hadn't been a radio show or a website, it wouldn't have happened. And so I just have to really acknowledge that you know, you hold the strings to the internet for us. And I know that there's a lot of work that you do every day, and you have another life, but you always manage to keep this one online. So thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate that. But, you know, if it weren't for your work, there would have been no need for a Starseed hotline, because I wouldn't know anything about it after 20 years of training with you. It all keeps circling around, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
One part cannot exist without the other part. So it just all works. It just all works, and I'm very honored to be part of it. And it was great to see people rising to the occasion, whether it was with their personal appearance, their personal attendance at the conference, or their pay-it-forward spirit in helping to empower. It was just a beautiful thing to watch come together at the last minute, because we just really hadn't been planning on doing it like this, but it fell in together so perfectly that we were just drawn into it. It was almost out of our hands at some point. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was just very, very honored to see the way that it does work, that it can work. It's not always an uphill struggle, boys and girls. When you are on the right beam, things just fall into place, and that's how you know you're on the right beam and you are in alignment. And if it's too difficult all the time, take a look and see where your leaks are.
If I could just have a couple more minutes, that'd be great. I just wanted to say it was so great to be with all of the people from all over the world that are on our chat room each week. And although I am now stepping into a different role with Starseed Hotline, I just want to thank all the people that I got to chat with each week. And I'm sure you're going to be in just really great hands with Mystic or Purple Sage. And I just wanted to just let people know I wasn't stepping out without acknowledging each one of them that stay up until the middle of the night or get up really early in the morning to be on the chat line with us. So thank you to all of you that were with me and created that space there. And my fondest wishes and continue to come back. And I just wanted to have sort of a closing and a completion with my role there in the chat room. So thank you.
Well, thank you for all the good work that you've done there, Sierra, and I know that you've built some good relationships with people that can continue in a different venue. And would you like to, do you have an email address that you would like to offer for questions about anything?
Absolutely. It is Sierra, Sierra, Niblina, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, B as in boy, Lina, @gmail.com. And if for some reason that one doesn't work, just put Sniblina @gmail.com. I pretty much have them all. So either way, it will get to me through my Gmail account.
And you've also got Sierra @starseedhotline.com.
That's correct. Sierra @starseedhotline.com.
For any kind of starseed communication, and just be aware that with that many email addresses, it might take a while to get a response. So, everybody, I would like to thank you all for joining us. We'll be back next week, and you can check on our show page for the topic and the guest that we will have, topic or guest or both, for next week. Thank you so much for joining us, Sierra, Mystic, and Lavendar. Our team has stepped up to the next level, and thank you for all of our Starseed listeners for being the wind beneath our wings.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Lavendar. Until next week, this is Ariel saying good night.
Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.